بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 17th session, reading from Sharh, the explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, and the commentary of Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Abdul Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Before we start with the chapter that we're going to be reading tonight, which contains hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam related to the names of Allah and his sifat, we're going to quickly review some of the points that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 16. The first question being, mention the sifa, the characteristic, description or quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is affirmed in the second hadith, and the wording of the hadith where this sifa is mentioned. The sifa that's affirmed in the second hadith and the wording of the hadith where this sifa is mentioned. Naam, Mahmood. Rahilati. Now, so the sifa that's confirmed in this hadith is what?
Farh.
Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with being happy. Yani the wording of the hadith, Lallahu ashaddu farahan. Yani that, I think in our book, yani the first word doesn't begin with lam, but it should begin with lam. Yani lam al-ibtida, which is used for emphasis, yani to emphasize the meaning of the sentence. Lallahu ashaddu farahan. Yani that indeed, definitely, certainly, Allah is more happy, with the tawbah of his abd, his worshipper, than yani to the end of the hadith, the one who has lost his riding animal and it came back to him. Naam. The second question mentioned the sifa affirmed in the third hadith, and the wording of the hadith, yani the wording where that sifa is mentioned, not the whole hadith, but yani the wording where the sifa is mentioned. Now, what is the sifa and what is the wording of the hadith where it's mentioned? Naam, Ahmed.
Yadhaqullah.
Naam. Yani this is the hadith in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughs at two men. One of them killed the other and both of them enter the Jannah. Yadhaqullah. Yani this is the wording of the hadith that Allah laughs. Allah laughs. Yani, so what is confirmed in this hadith? Yani that the description of Allah as laughing, that he laughs. Naam. And of course, as we mentioned and we'll mention again today and throughout the remaining sessions that we have concerning the sifat of Allah, that we understand this description of Allah in a manner that's befitting of his majesty, that it doesn't resemble the characteristics of the created beings in any way, that we affirm it just as it came, as having this real meaning, but in the manner that's befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without yani giving it some distorted meaning or negating it or making examples for it and so on, to the end of what we will be repeating again and again and again until it sticks with us. Now, the third hadith mentioned, the sifa mentioned in the fourth hadith, and the wording of the hadith where this sifa is mentioned. The sifa that's mentioned in the fourth hadith, and the wording of the hadith, yani where it's mentioned. Now, Muhammad. Al-Ajab, yani Al-Ajab. And the wording of the hadith? Naam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazed. He is amazed at the qunut, yani the state of despair and hopelessness of his worshipper. Yani while the change in his condition is near, to the end of the hadith. Yani so Allah is being described as being amazed. And this is not the amazement of the person who experiences something that they didn't expect, because Allah knows everything. This is the amazement of yani the created being that acts in a way that's unbefitting of them. Allah is amazed that the worshipper, that his worshipper yani is in despair, while he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything and can change his condition at any time, instantly, by just saying to it be. Question number 4, mention one benefit contained in this hadith that strengthens a Muslim's character in his or her relationship with Allah. Yani, a benefit that's contained in this hadith that should be a means of strengthening a Muslim's character in his relationship with Allah. Naam. Amir.
The internalization that, or to never despair in the mercy of Allah.
Naam. That if a Muslim knows this about Allah, if a Muslim knows this, then this should help a person not to fall into despair. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to change his condition. And Allah cares about us more than we care about ourselves. And it's easy for Allah to change our condition. Question number 5, mention the sifa affirmed in the 6th hadith and the wording of the hadith where this sifa is mentioned. The sifa that's mentioned in the 6th hadith, and there are several sifat mentioned in this hadith, but the main one that we're talking about, Abdul Wali. Yani, that Allah has a voice, a sout, that is heard, that He calls out, and His calling out is in a voice that is heard. And in the hadith it mentions what? Naam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would call out and say, Ya Adam, and Adam would say, Labbaik wa Sa'adik, and then Allah would call out with a voice that is heard, commanding Adam to take from his offspring, from his descendants, those who would come from him, the group that would be in the hellfire. Question number 6. Discuss what is meant by Ba'ath an-Nar. What in the 6th hadith, what is intended by this expression, Ba'athan ilan-Nar? Naam, Ahmed. Ahmed, huh?
Adam.
Adam. La hawla. Ahmed. Where's the other Ahmed? Over there. Allahu musta'an. Adam, tayyib.
Out of 1,000 people, that 999 people will be from the hellfire?
Naam. That there would be a group that is destined for the hellfire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Adam to separate them from the other people. And that group would be, out of every 1,000 people, 999 would be going to the hellfire. And only one would be saved. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one would be from his ummah. So the seventh question, mention the sifa affirmed in the 5th hadith and the wording of the hadith where this sifa is mentioned. The sifa that is affirmed in the 5th hadith and the wording of the hadith where this sifa is mentioned. What is the sifa? Naam, fadl. Rijul. Wa qadam, naam. That Allah has a foot. And it's mentioned in the hadith what? That Allah that the hellfire will be asking, are there anyone? Hal min mazid? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would place his foot upon it. To close out the space. And then it would say, enough. The last question mentioned briefly the deviation in Asma wa Sifat of the following groups, Al Jahmiyyah, Al Mu'tazila, and Al Ash'ariyah. Briefly mention the deviation concerning Asma wa Sifat of the following groups. Number 1, the Jahmiyyah. Number 2, the Mu'tazila. And number 3, the Ash'ariyyah. Naam, 1.
The Jahmiyyah rejected all of them?
The Jahmiyyah, they denied the Asma of Allah and the Sifat of Allah. So they are the worst of them. The second group, the Mu'tazila. Naam, Pia.
They negate attributes and affirm the names of Allah.
Naam. The Mu'tazila, they negated the attributes of Allah, the sifat of Allah, like the Jahmiyyah. But they differed from them in that they affirmed the names of Allah, but without any meaning. Without any meaning. Just the wording of the names of Allah, without any meaning. In the last group, the Ash'ariyah, Tayyib. The Ash'ariyah and some other groups like them negated some and they affirmed some. The Shaykh didn't go into any detail and mashallah he gave us the answer that the way the Shaykh gave it to us. Allahu Akbar, mashallah. But if anybody would like to offer the details concerning this, we can just share it for the benefit, inshallah. That is how the Shaykh mentioned them. Yani that they negate some and they affirm some. Any reference to the names of Allah and His sifat? Naam.
They affirm seven.
Okay, they affirm seven what?
Sifat.
They affirm, yani they negated the sifat except seven. They negated the sifat. They affirm the names, but they negated the sifat except seven. What are those seven? Somebody else. Naam. Adu.
Al-Hayat.
Life. Uh-huh.
Al-Ilm.
Knowledge.
Al-Qadriya.
Al-Qudra. The power or ability.
Irada.
Al-Irada. The will, that Allah has a will.
Naam. Al-Sam'.
Al-Sam'.
Al-Basr.
Al-Kalam. Yani hearing, seeing, and speech. Tayyib. So these are some of the points that we discussed last week, and tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we want to continue. This chapter is entitled, and I don't know what page we're reading in English. I neglected to check. Anybody know what page we're beginning with in English? 118. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Tayyib. And in Arabic, we're going to be reading from page 61. Ithbat sifat al-kalam wal-qawl lillahi ta'ala wa uluwihi ala al-arsh min sahih as-sunnati. Yani the affirmation of the sifa, the quality or characteristic of Allah, yani al-kalam wal-qawl, yani that Allah is described with having speech, that He speaks. Affirming this for Allah the Most High, and also affirming His ulu, yani His highness, that He is high above everything, above the arsh and above everything in the creation, from the authentic sunnah, the affirmation of the sifa of speech for Allah and His highness above the throne, from the sahih sunnah. In the previous section we mentioned how many hadith?
Six
hadith. And in this chapter, we're going to mention seven, which makes 13. And in the following chapter, there's mentioned three. By the way, tonight will be the last class for the explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah until after Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So what remains after this are three chapters related to the Sifat, the Asma al-Sifat, three chapters. One of them is long and two of them are short. And then after that, there are other topics that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah presents, such as, yani, the matters related to the last day, and matters related to the divine decree, and matters related to the issue of Iman, how the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah understand Iman, what is Iman, and some other matters related to the companions of the Prophet, some of the family of the Prophet, and so on. So there are several chapters remaining after we complete this main subject, three chapters remaining, inshallah, of this main subject, and then there are other topics that are going to be covered before the end of this book. During Ramadan, inshallah, we'll be reading from, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Fadail Ramadan, the virtues or excellences of Ramadan, by Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, with the explanation of Sheikh Salih Al-Usaymi. A very beautiful book, the original book, and quite beneficial, detailed explanation of it. Naam. We only have 4 weeks, so we won't be able to do the whole book. We'll pick some chapters from it, inshallah. Okay, so for tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, again, we're reading from, in English, from page what? 118. In Arabic, from page 61. Affirmation of the sifa of kalam and qawl for Allah the Most High and His highness above the throne from the sahih sunnah. Qala al-mu'allif, rahimahullah. And by the mu'allif, we mean what? The author. Who is the author?
Shaykh al-Islam
ibn Taymiyyah. So here, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions seven hadith. And then, after that, we'll go right into the commentary. The first hadith, which is actually from the 16 hadith that he mentions in this book, the first hadith is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith that's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here he just quotes the main part of the hadith that is in reference to our discussion, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يعني there is no one from amongst you. Meaning every single human being is included in this. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ There is no one إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ Except that his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will speak to him. And this is in reference to يوم القيامة. There is no one of you except that his Rabb will speak to him. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٍ And there will be no tarjuman, no translator, no intermediary between that person and his Rabb. This hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The second hadith, which is the eighth hadith of the hadith that he's going to mention, is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fi ruqyati al-marid," yani when a person is reciting over a sick person, yani reciting ayat of the Quran or reciting something from the authentic hadith, the adhkar and ad'i of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the authentic hadith, called ruqya, yani that a person is reciting over somebody in order to heal them, in order to heal them. So he said in the ruqya of the sick person, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited these words, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ And this is the, yani the shahid, the point of the hadith that we are concerned about. رَبُّنَا Our Rabb is Allah, الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ The one who is above the heavens. The one who is in ulu, yani in the highest place, is high above everything. رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ Then he said, after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَقَدَّسَ إِسْمُكَ And here ismuka is singular, ism is singular, but because it's yani connected in idafa, then it's understood from the Arabic language that this means plural, meaning the names of Allah. Yani your names, all of Allah's names are yani taqaddasa, yani pure, yani free from imperfection. Free from any imperfection. Amruka fi as-sama'i wal ard, yani your command is in the heavens and earth. Yani meaning your command is executed in the heavens and executed in the earth. Yani Allah's commands are executed, carried out in the heavens and in the earth. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is describing Allah in praiseworthy ways as a means of what? Tawassul. As a means of nearness to Allah in order to ask for something, yani the healing of this sick person. Then he said, كَمَا رَحْمَتُكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ اِجْعَلْ رَحْمَتَكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Just as your rahmah is in the heavens, make it also in the earth. And here some of the scholars discuss this in some detail. We don't have a lot of time to discuss in detail. We'll just say that the rahmah of Allah is from His sifat. And Allah's sifat are not created. And Allah's sifat are inseparable from Him. So what is intended here is the effect of Allah's rahmah. Yani, that the effect of Allah's rahmah be in the earth. That the effect of Allah's rahmah, yani that it has effect on what is happening in the earth. And in this case, in reference to healing, this sick person. اغفر لنا حوبنا وخطايانا Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said that the meaning of these two words are similar. حوب and خطا and yani حوبنا and خطايا meaning have the same general meaning, but when they came together, then each has a separate meaning. Hub means the kabair, the major sins. And khataya means sagair, the minor sins. Yani forgive us our major sins and our minor sins. If they are mentioned separately, then it includes all of that. Like Iman and Islam. And when they are mentioned together, each has a separate meaning. When they are mentioned separately, then each one of them contains both meanings. Anta Rabbu Tayyibin. Again, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said the Tayyibin are the Mu'minun. And some of the scholars said they are the Anbiya and their followers. Yani the good, the people of goodness. Yani you are the Rabb, and this is, yani, Allah is the Rabb of everything. But this is a way of mentioning Allah's Rububiyyah that's khasa, that's special for the believers. That's special for the believers. Anzil rahmatan min rahmatika. Yani send down some of the rahmah from your rahmah. Yani meaning allow your rahmah to have an effect, yani, upon our this situation, وَشِفَاءً مِنْ شِفَائِكَ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجَعِ Yani, and healing, from your healing, and also, yani, the shifa is a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's inseparable from Him, but meaning that Allah's description of healing, He's the one who heals, yani, that He heal this, or remove this pain, yani, from this sick person that they are suffering from, فَيَبْرَأُ, so that they would be relieved, so that they would be healed. This hadith, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, is Hasan. رواه أبو داود وغيره, reported by Abu Dawood and others. So there's a lot of discussion in the Arabic text, I'm not sure if it's in the English translation, concerning this particular hadith. But in any case, what is important, the hadith is, and he, at least Hassan, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, and some said that it is actually sahih. It's also reported by Imam Ahmed and al-Hakim and al-Mustadrak, and who said that it was sahih, and al-Imam al-Dhahabi agreed with al-Hakim that it is sahih. The third hadith, the third hadith is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ala ta'manun, ala ta'manuni." Yani, do you not trust me? Wa ana aminu man fis sama, while I am the trusted one of he who is in the heavens, above the heavens. Yani, this hadith, yani, in reference to the reason, yani, for this statement, it came in the incident in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was distributing some gold that was sent to him by Ali radiallahu anhu from Yemen, and he was distributing to some people, and somebody else who saw the distribution said, "We have more right to that than them." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you not trust me, yani, to distribute justly, while I am the one that Allah has entrusted? Yani, I am entrusted by the one who is, yani, fi sama, wa ana aminu man fi sama." And Allah has entrusted him with the revelation. Allah has entrusted him with the sharia to deliver it to the people. Allah has entrusted him with this deen. And you don't trust me to distribute some gold? Yani, the Prophet is saying, you should trust me. Allah trusted me. This hadith is, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, sahih, is reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. The fourth hadith is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالْعَرْشُ فَوْكَ الْمَاء وَاللَّهُ فَوْكَ الْعَرْشُ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَغَيْرُهُ. So the Prophet ﷺ said in a lengthy hadith where he was describing the distance between the earth and the first heaven, and the distance between each of the heavens, and that above them is a body of water, and above that is the arsh, and Allah is above the arsh. And he's showing the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith. And he, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, is just quoting the part of the hadith that's relevant. وَالْعَرْشُ فَوْكَ الْمَاءِ, yani the arsh is above that body of water that's above the seven heavens. The arsh is above that body of water, and وَاللَّهُ فَوْكَ الْعَرْشِ, and Allah is above the arsh. وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, and even though he is high above the seven heavens and above the arsh, he knows with perfect knowledge your situation and circumstances, what you are, yani, upon, ma antum alayhi, yani, everything related to your situation and circumstances. Naam. So, yani, this hadith is also a reminder, just quickly, to us that Allah knows everything about our situation and circumstance. He even knows, yani, what we're thinking, what's inside of us that nobody else knows. And that should be a reminder to us to be careful of how we act, and what we say, and where we go, and who we're with, and what we do, and what we don't do. And because Allah knows it all, may Allah enable us to be conscious that He knows our condition. And He may let that be a means of nearness to Him, and obedience to Him, to earn His mercy and His rahmah, that we might enter His Jannah. The fifth hadith, the 11th in this series of hadith, is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the jariyah, to the slave girl. And this was the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakim, in which he became angry with the slave girl and he slapped her, and then he felt some remorse for it. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him what he should do, and he should he free her. And the Prophet, and the condition from freeing a slave is that they have to be a believer. So the Prophet said, "Bring her," and he asked her. He asked the slave girl, "Ain Allah? Where is Allah?" قَالَتْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, she said, "Above the heavens." And that's the shahid from the hadith, yani, that Allah is above the heavens. قَالَ مَنْ أَنَا, yani, he said to her, "Who am I?" قَالَتْ أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, so she said, "You are the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," affirming correctly, yani, that Allah is above the heavens, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Qala a'tiqha fa innaha mu'mina. Yani he said, free her, for indeed, certainly, definitely, she is a believer. This hadith is reported by Al-Imam Muslim. And the sixth hadith is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalu al-imani an ta'alama anna allaha ma'aka haythu ma kunta. Yani the best of iman is that you know, yani that you are conscious and aware and know with certainty that Allah is with you wherever you may be. Wherever you may be. And there are several points from this hadith that could be mentioned. At least one point needs to be mentioned. Afdalu al-iman. This is an indication that iman is of different levels and degrees. That everybody is not in the same, has the same iman. But the best of iman that a person can have is that they know that Allah is with them wherever they may be. That Allah is with you, anywhere you may be. And that is, yani, you know, important in the life of a Muslim, that we remind ourselves and are conscious that Allah is with us wherever we are, so that our, yani, so that we can be, yani, more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is hadith Hassan. There's also some discussion concerning this hadith. And anyway, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said this hadith is Hassan, and then, yani, that's sufficient, unless somebody has, yani, some, yani, very strong objections. The last hadith from this chapter, which is hadith number 13 in this series, is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And if any one of you stands up, yani prepares to perform salat, فَلَا يَبْصُقُ قِبَلَ وَجْهِهِ, then he shouldn't spit in front of himself, yani قِبَلَ وَجْهِهِ, yani to, in the direction of what is facing him, what is just before him, وَلَا عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, nor on his right side. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قِبَلَ وَجْحِهِ, because indeed Allah is in front of him, facing him, in front of him. وَلَكِنْ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ, but rather he should, yani instead of spitting in front of him, or on the right side, he should spit to the left. أَوْ تَحْتَ قَدَمِهِ, or underneath his foot. Some of the scholars said that, yani if a person has to spit, and they're in the masjid, then yani they can spit in a piece of cloth or a handkerchief or even in their own garment. Or even in their own garment. Yani in the masjid, if a person is in the masjid. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh, means that it is agreed upon by both of them, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Rahimahumullah. And just one point concerning this hadith, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, هَذِهِ الْمُقَابَلَةِ ثابتة لله حقيقة على وجه اللائق به ولا تنافي علوه. And this, Allah facing the praying person who's in prayer, Allah facing them, this is confirmed for Allah in reality. It is haqiqa. It doesn't accept some interpretation or some any figurative meaning. It is real. But it should be understood عَلَى الْوَجْءَ اللَّائِقْ بِهِ, in a manner that is befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a manner that is befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, that doesn't resemble yani the descriptions or qualities or characteristics of created beings. In a manner that's befitting of Allah's greatness, His majesty and His glory. And there is no contradiction. As Shaykh Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz mentions in his commentary, there is no contradiction between Allah being described as being in front of you while you are in prayer and Allah's highness above the heavens and above the throne. There's no contradiction, and there's a little bit of discussion concerning this. Okay, these are the seven hadith that add to the six hadith that we mentioned in the previous chapter, making 13. And as I mentioned, there are three more hadith that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions in the next chapter that we'll be looking at bi-idhnillahi ta'ala after Ramadan. In the explanation of these hadith, Sharh Samahat Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah, in his explanation he says, هذه الحديث من جملة الأحاديث الواردة في الصفات. And by the way, I'm not saying this except just to bring to our attention that in any translation, whoever may be the translator, there are going to be mistakes because we are human beings and our effort is defective. And I try not to mention the mistakes in the translation except where the meaning is like really important. Because we don't want to get distracted with that. But we do want to be aware sometimes that the way it's translated, an expression might be translated in a way that really doesn't give the meaning that's intended. And so that has to be brought to our attention. And I hope that I will try to mention maybe one place or two here where there's a translation that doesn't seem to actually convey the meaning that's intended here. In any case, he says, هذه الأحاديث من جملة الأحاديث الواردة في الصفات سبق بعدها ومراد المؤلف رحمه الله أن يذكر نموذجا من الآيات والأحاديث الواردة في الصفات حتى يعرف المسلم ما رواها. So the first point here is that he's saying that these hadith are from a group of hadith that are mentioned concerning the sifat of Allah. These are some of the hadith. There are many. And these are some of them. سَبَقَ بَعْدُهَا. Some of them have already been mentioned. And in the previous chapter we mentioned six of them. وَمُرَادُ الْمُؤَلَّفِ. And what is intended by the author, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, أَنْ يَذْكُرَ نَمُوذِجًا. And what he intends is just to mention a sample. نَمُوذِج means a sample. And there are many hadith that contain sifat of Allah, and this is just a sample of them. This is just a sample. That's what is intended, just to give us a sample of some of those ayat that were mentioned previously and these ahadith that are mentioned here, which contain sifat of Allah. What is the purpose of mentioning this namuj? Hatta ya'rifa al-Muslim ma wara'aha. So that the Muslim, when he sees this sample of ayat and sample of ahadith, and realizes that they contain asma and sifat of Allah, and how we are to understand them as real qualities and characteristics of Allah, whatever he has affirmed for himself, we must affirm them. We can't reject it. And we must affirm it without distorting its meaning, or denying its meanings, or making examples or resemblance to anything in the creation. And when a Muslim sees these sample of ayat and hadith and understands how we accept them, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then the purpose is so that a Muslim will know what is coming after that, or what is behind that, that these ayat and these hadith contain asma of Allah and sifat, and there are other ayat besides these and a hadith besides these that we may come across after these that also contain asma and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way that we look at them, the way that we deal with them, is the same way as we dealt with this sample. And the same way that we dealt with this sample. So the Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah says, فَذَكَرَ جُمْلَةً مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَجُمْلَةً مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ الْوَارِدَ فِي أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. So Shaykh Al-Islam Taymiyyah mentioned some of these ayat and some of the hadith that have come to us containing the names of Allah and His sifat. And he also mentions for us, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions those ayat and those hadith, وَأَنَّ أَهْلَ السُّنَّ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَصِفَاتِ. And that the أَهْلَ السُّنَّ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ believe in what دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ, what these ayat and what these hadith point to, what the ayat and the hadith point to from the names of Allah and His sifat. The meaning here is, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ, they believe in what those ayat and what those hadith pointed to, directed us to, of the names of Allah and His sifat. What the ayat and the hadith pointed to of the names of Allah and the sifat. وَيَمُرُّونَهَا كَمَا جَاءَتْ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْتِيلٍ وَلَا تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. And then we accept them just as they came to us, without distorting their meanings, or denying their meanings, or explaining how they are, or making examples to explain them by making examples of that which is in the creation. This is the position of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, believing in whatever these ayat and these hadith have pointed to of the names of Allah and His sifat, and accepting them just as they are without distorting their meanings or denying them, and so on. وَلَا يُنْكِرُونَهَا. And they do not, the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they don't make inkar, they don't deny, they don't reject, they don't refute what came in these ayat and these ahadith of the sifat of Allah and His asma, as was done by the Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila. كما تفعل الجهمية والمؤتزلة. يعني the مؤتزلة and the جهمية make, they reject and they deny the names and the صفات of Allah, as we mentioned last week and we reviewed today. They deny them. They يعني make inkar on them. They reject them. ولا يؤولون ولا يؤولونها كما يؤولها جماعة الماتريدية والأشاعرة وغيرهم. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah also do not, yani they don't make ta'wil, yani they don't give false interpretations, false interpretations, as the Jama'ah of al-Maturidiyya and the Ash'ariyya. Ash'ariyya yani Ash'ariyya, and the Ash'ariyya, the Maturidiyya and the Ash'ariyya. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah don't make ta'wil, they don't give false interpretations. Yani those people, they said, okay, we accept the sifat, but actually they give them some false interpretations. So they actually reject them. The other ones just outright reject them. These, they said, we, no, this means, yani this means something, the hand, Allah doesn't have a hand, but hand means something else, and yani Allah, so on, like this. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah don't make inkar, they don't reject them, nor do they make ta'wil. They don't give false interpretation to them, as do these groups mentioned here. But rather, the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah يمرونها كما جاءت مع الإيمان بها وإثباتها واعتقاد ما دلت عليه من الصفات والأسماء. So the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, right, they accept them, the names and the sifat of Allah that came in the ayat and authentic hadith, just as they came, having iman in them. يعني ما الإيمان بها, having iman in them, وإثباتها, and affirming them. وَاَتِقَادِ مَا دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ وَالْأَسْمَاءِ, and believing in what these ayat and these hadith pointed to. Believing in what they pointed to from the sifat of Allah and the asma of Allah. وَيُنَزِّحُونَ اللَّهَ عَنْ مُشَابَهَةِ خَلْقِهِ, and the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah also make tanzih of Allah. Yani they make declare Allah to be free. They declare Allah to be free of any resemblance to the creation. And in terms of the qualities and characteristics and descriptions of the creation, declare Allah to be free of any resemblance. فَلَا تَعْتِيلَ وَلَا تَمْثِيلَ in the Ahl Sunnah. So there is no ta'atil, denying the meanings, or tamthil, making examples for the sifat of Allah. Yani amongst the Ahl Sunnah, they don't do this. Wal ayatu thabitatun wal ahadithu thabitatun ma'naha sahih. But rather, Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah accept these ayat as being confirmed and these hadith as being confirmed. Yani they accept them, they affirm them and their meanings as being sahih, of being correct, of being true, of being yani real. وليس هناك تمثيل ولا تشبيه ولا تعتيل, and the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah do not make any examples, nor resemblances, nor negating of what came in the ayat of the Quran and the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the names of Allah sifat. They don't, yani, deny their meanings or make examples for them or resemblance to anything in the creation. Okay, after this, the Shaykh begins to mention these ahadith that came in this chapter, and very, very little commentary on some of them, or most of them, except one he doesn't mention. So the first hadith he mentions, وَمِنْ هَذَا قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, yani from this, yani from these ahadith that contain asma of Allah and sifat of Allah, that the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah yani believe in, have iman in. from these yani ayat and hadith, that the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah accept just as they came to us, without distorting their meanings or denying them and so on, and without making inkar, rejecting them, or explaining their meanings in a different way than what is intended. Yani, from amongst these ahadith, is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma minkum min ahadin illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu laysa baynahu wa baynahu ترجمان يعني واسطة. So there is no one from amongst you except that his Rabb will speak to him without there being any ترجمان. يعني he said the meaning of ترجمان واسطة, يعني no intermediary. Allah will speak directly to every single person. And this should be something of concern for the person who has iman, who believes that this is really going to happen. That I will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah and He will speak to me directly. If that doesn't frighten you, I don't know what will. And if a person calls that to mind, that has to affect your behavior. And when you read this hadith, you need to keep reading it. Rather, we should just memorize it. It's easy to memorize. It's not even difficult to memorize. If you memorize this hadith and review it and eat constantly so you don't forget it, then you keep reminding yourself that there's going to come a day when you're going to stand in front of Allah and He's going to speak to you directly. You're going to have to answer for all this stuff that you don't have to do, that we shouldn't be doing. And we're going to have to answer for this. The Shaykh mentions the entirety of the hadith here. Tremendous, tremendous, beautiful hadith. Muttafaqun ala sihatihi. It's agreed upon as being authentic by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. He said that there is no one of you except that your Rabb will speak to you, and there will be no one between them, no intermediary. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ. So he will look to his right. Yani, you will look to your right. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. And he will not see anything except the deeds that he sent ahead. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ. And he will look to his left. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. And he will not see anything except the deeds that he sent ahead. And there's not going to be anything there, no injustice. It's just going to be you, what you did. Just you. No one to blame but yourself. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And he will look in front of him. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ. تِلْكَى وَجْهِهِ. He will look in front of him and he will not see anything except the hellfire. In front of his face. فَتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِكِّ تَمْرَةٍ. So protect yourself from the hellfire, even if it's just by giving in charity a half of a date. And a half of a date. If a person, if that's all they could give that. Protect yourself from the fire. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ وَلَوْ بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. And whoever didn't even find that to give, then even protect yourself from the hellfire by saying a good word. This hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. And this hadith really, needs to be reflected upon. The Shaykh, he says briefly, هَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ التَّكْلِيمَ عَامٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Yani that Allah speaking will be general on the day of resurrection. Yani he will speak to everyone. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ. Yani he's saying that these words, that there is no one amongst you except that his Rabb will speak to him. This means that Allah's speaking will be general on Yawm al-Qiyamah. لكن أهل الشر يكلمهم كلاما يضرهم وكلام غضب عليهم. But the people of evil, Allah's speech to them will be speech that will harm them, that will hurt them, and speech that will reflect His anger with them. وأهل الخير كلاما يسرهم. But as far as the people of خير, then Allah speaking to them will be speech that will make them happy, that will please them. And again, this hadith really needs to be looked at and examined and reflected upon. The third hadith, and here the Shaykh, he skips the second hadith and goes to the third hadith and then comes back to the second hadith. So the third hadith, قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألا تأمنوني وأنا أمين من في السماء يعني في العلو. Yani, do you not trust me while I am the one that has been trusted by He who is above the heavens? Yani, the one who is high above everything, fil ulu. Then he goes back to the second hadith, the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ربنا الله الذي في السماء تقدس اسمك. Yani, that our Rabb is Allah, the one who is above the heavens. And His names are free from any defect. They are pure, free from any defect. يعني في العلو. يعني الذي في السماء means الذي في العلو, the one who is high. And then that hadith also mentions Anzil Rahmataka. Yani this statement in that same hadith, send down your rahmah, هذا يدل على العلو. This also indicates Allah's highness, because He's sending down the rahmah. Then he goes to the fourth hadith. هكذا قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث الأوعال. And likewise, similarly, is he saying, يعني عليه الصلاة والسلام, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hadith, known as hadith الأوعال. And that's because of the mention of that in the hadith. And in that hadith, the important, يعني the shahid for what we're talking about here is the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, والعرش فوق الماء. يعني that the arsh is above the water, the body of water that's above the seven heavens. وَاللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ. And Allah is above the arsh. وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. And even though He is above the arsh, high above everything in the heavens and earth, He knows everything about our condition, situation, and circumstance. مِثْلُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى الرَّحْمَنَ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتُوَى. And this is like what has preceded the saying of Allah the Most High, الرَّحْمَنَ. Allah الرَّحْمَنَ has ascended above the arsh. Okay, then he mentions the seventh hadith. هكذا قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام أحدكم. And this was the last hadith in the series, and the sixth hadith he mentions after this. هكذا قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام أحدكم إلى الصلاة فلا يبصق قبل وجهه ولا عن يمينه فإن الله قبل وجهه ولكن عن شماله. And in brackets, يساره أو تحت قدمه. And if any one of you stands up to perform prayer, then he shouldn't spit in front of himself. Excuse me. Bismillah. Then he shouldn't, alhamdulillah, he shouldn't spit in front of himself, neither on his right side, for indeed Allah is in front of him, but rather he should spit on the left side or underneath his foot. فَاللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ. Shaykh is saying, so Allah is above the arsh, yani the throne of Allah. Allah is above the throne. وَهُوَ قِبْلَ وَجْهِ الْمُصَلِّ. And he is, likewise, he is in front of the person who is performing prayer, while a person is praying. He is in front of them. He is above the arsh, and he is also in front of the praying person. لَا مُنَافَاتِ. There is no contradiction between this. فَهُوَ مَعَنَا أَيْنَمَا كُنَّا. Yani, why is there no contradiction? Because we already know that Allah is with us wherever we may be, as Allah said in Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, 4th Ayat, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. So He is with you wherever you may be. I just want to stop here just for a minute. Now, Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, in reference to this hadith, he said that this Allah being in front of the praying person while they're praying is in reality, it's affirmed for Allah in a manner that's befitting of His Majesty, and there's no contradiction between Him being in front of the person and being high above the heavens and the earth. He said that the way we combine between these two statements, there's more than one way to do so. He mentioned three of them. Here I'm just going to mention two quickly. He said that if it's possible for a in reference to a created being, yani if this is possible in reference to a created being, to be high above and to also be in front of you, then why would it not be possible for Allah? And he gives the example of the sun. When the sun is rising and a person is facing the east, and they see the sun rising in front of them, and it's also high in the sky. And it's also high in the sky. So if this is permissible for a created being, then Allah has, yani it's more so permissible than for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second way he said, even if it wasn't permissible for the created being to be high in the sky and in front of you at the same time, even if that wasn't permissible, doesn't mean that it's not permissible for Allah. Because Allah, there's nothing like Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Yani what is not permissible for the created being has nothing to do with it not being permissible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's permissible for the created being, so all the more so, yani al-awla, yani billah. The sixth hadith, we just mentioned the seventh hadith, sixth hadith, which is the last one that he mentions here, is the same of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفْضَلُ الْإِيمَانِ أَن تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَكَ حيث ما كنت. يعني the best of iman, the best aspect of iman. And we know that there are many aspects of iman, right? Shu'ub of iman. The best aspect of iman is that you know, and that you have knowledge and consciousness of the fact that Allah is with you wherever you may be. The Shaykh says, فَهُوَ مَعَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. So he is with a person based upon his knowledge. He is with them by his knowledge. And he knows everything that's happening everywhere all the time. هُوَ فَوْقَ السَّمَوَاتِ بِذَاتِهِ. And he is above the heavens, yani, in yani his divine being. I think they translate it as essence. And this word, this expression, that, I don't want to mention any detail concerning it, but some of the scholars did mention that the expression that didn't come in the Quran or the Sunnah. But some of the later generations of the people of Sunnah used this expression to argue against the people of deviation, who tried to say that Allah ascend and descended, and it means His Rahmah or His something descended and descended. And they said, no, Allah, yani, bidhatihi, yani His divine being Himself, ascended above the throne, and it descends إِذَا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا in the last third of the night. So it's an expression that didn't come in the Quran and Sunnah, but it was used out of necessity to argue against the people of deviation. In any case, yani knowing what is intended here, the point is, the Shaykh is saying, فَهُوَ مَعَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ وَهُوَ فَوْكَ السَّمَوَاتِ بِذَاتِهِ. And he is with the person by his knowledge. And he is above the heavens, his divine being himself. He himself is above the heavens. جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِي الْعُلُو, in highness. فَهُوَ مَعَنَا بِعِلْمِهِ وَإِحَاطَتِهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ فَوْكَ الْعَرْشِ فَوْكَ جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ وَعِلْمُهُ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ لَا يَخْفَى وَلَا تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَةٌ. I think it's a printing mistake. It says يَخْفَى in my book. It should be تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَةٌ. هُوَ مَا أَهْلِ الْبِهَارِ وَمَا أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا جَمِيعِ النَّاسِ لَا تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَةٌ لِأَنَّهُ مَا هُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى كَمَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِي قِصَّةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الصِّدِّيقِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And I'll come back to this. Basically, the Shaykh is saying here, he's repeating that yes, he is with us by his knowledge, through his knowledge and his encompassing everything. His knowledge encompasses everything, his power encompasses everything, and he controls everything. So he is, and his ihafa means he encompasses everything, his knowledge, his power, and so on. And he is with us in that way. He knows what is happening, he sees, he hears, and he has power and control over everything everywhere. So he is with us in that sense. But he is, yani his that, himself, he is above the arsh. He is above everything in the creation. But it is his knowledge that is in every place. And some of the people of deviation said that Allah is fi kulli makan. Rather, Allah's knowledge is in every place. Allah is above the heavens, above his throne. Nothing is hidden from him, even that which is secret. He is with the people on the sea, he is with the people on the earth. He is with all of the people. Nothing is hidden from him that is even secret. And that is, لِأَنَّهُ مَا هُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ. Because he is with the people based on or through his knowledge as it is mentioned. And here he mentions two of the stories from the Quran that indicate the ma'iyah of Allah. And we said previously when we talked about ma'iyah that there are two types of ma'iyah. One of them is what? Al-'Ama. Al-ma'iyah al-'Ama. Yani general, Allah's being with the people generally, with everything and everyone. Everyone, all the people. That means he has knowledge over them, he has knowledge of them in power, and so on. And then we said there's also the other kind of ma'iyah, which is al-khasa, yani that which is special or particular to the people of iman and taqwa and sabr and so on, yani which means that Allah has knowledge of their situation and that he also helps them and aids them and supports them and defends them and guides them and so on. Okay, so here the Shaykh refers to the first type of ma'iyah, al-khasa. He refers to it in two stories in the Quran. He said he is with the people with his knowledge, and this is, as is mentioned by Allah in the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma as-siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And siddiq is referring to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr as-siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Hina qala lahu an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The story of when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr as-siddiq, while they were in the cave, وَهُمَا في الغاء he said لا تحزن إن الله معنا. And in the beginning of the ayah, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْسَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Yani, here the shaykh is referring to this story in the Qur'an where the Prophet ﷺ was with Abu Bakr in the cave. And the people, the pagans were pursuing them to kill him. And they pretty much found them. I mean, they came to the place where they were at and they were just above them, and if they had just looked down they would have seen him. And Abu Bakr was concerned about the Prophet ﷺ being harmed. He was concerned about the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ, and he said to him, and Allah says, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. When he said to his companion, Allah confirms in the Quran, literally, one person as a companion of the Prophet in particular, and that is Abu Bakr Siddiq, and the Shiites claim that Abu Bakr Siddiq, yani, apostatized, that he left Islam. But Allah confirms in the Quran, who has knowledge of everything, past, present and future, he confirms the companionship of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, when he said to his companion, the best of the companions, the best of humanity after the prophets and messengers radiallahu anhu, he said to him, don't fear, don't worry, Allah is with us. This ma'iyah is what kind of ma'iyah? Khasa. Yani meaning Allah is with us, He's going to protect us, He's going to help us, He's going to support us, He's going to defend us. Don't worry, Allah is with us. And this is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 40th Ayah. وَكَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ فِي قِصَّةِ مُوسَى وَحَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامِ. And also, this ma'iyah is confirmed in the story of Musa عليه السلام and Harun عليه السلام, when Allah says, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Indeed, certainly, definitely, I am with both of you. I am hearing and I am seeing. And I hear what is going on and I see what is going on. And being with them means what? That Allah is going to protect them. He's telling them, I got this. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to protect you. I see everything that's happening. This is when they were in front of Fir'aun. And there was concern that Fir'aun, yani, would harm them. Allah said, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا. I am with the two of you. I hear and I see. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Taha, 20th Surah, 46th Ayah. And also, the Ma'i Al-Khasa is mentioned, he mentions one ayah from the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 46th Ayah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Be patient, for indeed Allah is with those who are patient. So this Ma'i Al-Khasa, yani, has different types. And one type is where there's the mention of particular people that Allah mentioned He's with, either in the Quran or in the Sunnah. And the other type is Allah mentions certain characteristics or qualities that Allah is with those people, the people of Iman, the people of Taqwa, the people of patience, and so on. The Shaykh says, فَهَذِهِ مَعِيَّ خَاسَ, that this ma'iyah, in these two stories, and in this ayah, yani in reference to the people who are patient, this is the special ma'iyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that Allah is with them by His knowledge and also by His protection and support and help and assistance and guidance and so on. وَالْعَامَ, yani meaning الْمَعِيَّ الْعَامَ, is indicated in the ayah in Surah Hadid 57:4, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, yani that Allah is with you, meaning everybody. Allah is with everyone, wherever you may be, meaning by His knowledge and His power over every situation. The Shaykh closes. Alhamdulillah. The Shaykh closes by mentioning فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Did anybody read this in advance before you came to class? I hope somebody raised their hand. Allahu Akbar. So, one of my teachers, he told us that before you come to class, you must read the lesson before you come to class. You have to preview it. And then you come to class, and you focus on the things that you couldn't understand when you read it by yourself. So you don't have to focus on the whole thing. You just focus on the parts that you couldn't get. And then after class you gotta review it again, right? So, فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَى أَحْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ, he says. This is obligatory on who? أَحْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ, yani the Muslim. This is obligatory on everybody who claims to be a Muslim. This is not for some special people. Everybody who claims to be a Muslim, he's saying this is obligatory upon you. Whoever you might be. Whatever kind of titles or groups or whatever you claim, this is obligatory upon أَحْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. أن يعلموا هذا الأمر, that you must know this matter, this affair that we're talking about here, about the sifat of Allah and the asma of Allah and how they came in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah and how we believe in them and how we look at them and how we affirm what Allah has affirmed and negate what Allah has negated and how we take it, how we understand it. He said this is obligatory upon every person who claims to be a Muslim. أن يعلموا هذا الأمر وأن الله مع عباده بعلمه وإحاطته وما أولياه بعلمه وكلاءته وحفظه وإنايته سبحانه وتعالى وهو فوق العرش فوق جميع الخلق at the same time. And every person who claims to be a Muslim must know that Allah is with his worshippers by his knowledge and his ihafa, his encompassing everything. And he is with his awliya, the people of iman and taqwa. He is with his awliya based on his knowledge too, but also based on what? His caring for them, protecting them. Yani, giving care, yani, and attention, and protecting and preserving them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time that he is with all of his ibad, and especially with a special type of ma'iyya, with his awliya, he is at the same time above the arsh, above everything in the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 54th Ayah, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, your Rabb is Allah. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he ascended above the arsh. فَهُوَ فَوْقَ الْأَرْشِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَعِلْمُهُ فِي كُلِّ مِكَانٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So he is above the arsh, and his knowledge is in every place. And he is with the created beings. He is with us in every place by his knowledge. And then he closes by saying, فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَى كُلِّ مُكَلَّفْ وَعَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Yani, what is obligatory upon every person who by the Sharia law, yani, is responsible. Yani, not a child that's 2 years old, doesn't know what's going on. But every mukallaf who is held responsible for the laws of Islam and the obligations in Islam and the prohibitions in Islam, what is obligatory on every mukallaf? And عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, on every Muslim, أن يعتقد عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. Yani, that he hold the belief of the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah. Everybody must hold this belief. This is the belief of Islam. There's no other creed that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. That what he came with, not what people made up, no matter how good it may sound. But it is obligatory to hold the belief, the creed of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah. Fil imani bi uluwi Allahi wa istiwa'ihi ala arshihi. Yani, that a person, yani, believe in the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah concerning having iman in Allah's highness and his ascending above his arsh. وَأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا تَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ خَافِيَةً. And that no secret thing even is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِلْمُهُ مُحِيطٌ بِعِبَادِهِ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. And that his knowledge encompasses his worshippers, whoever they may be. And that his knowledge encompasses his worshippers, wherever they may be. وَفَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَمِيعَ. May Allah grant tawfiq, yani success to everyone, yani to all of the people of Islam, iman. So this is yani what we're going to close with, yani, as we approach the month of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see this month, yani, which is very near to us, that we live to see the month of Ramadan, and that he grant us, yani, success, to having in our hearts a desire, yani, to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity that is in front of us, that he grant us the ability to know what we should be doing and what we should not be doing, and that we act upon that knowledge. And success is only with Allah. And we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we meet again after Ramadan to continue the few chapters that remain. And also, if anybody is able, inshallah, before Salatul Maghrib, like 1 hour before Salatul Maghrib, during the month of Ramadan, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be doing the Fada'il of Ramadan by Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, and the commentary, quite beneficial commentary of Shaykh Salih Al-Usaymi, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. I ask Allah for myself and each of you that he grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for his sake alone, and that he recognize, record, and reward all of our good deeds, and that he pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that he grant us al-thabat upon as-sirat al-mustaqim until we leave this world and return to him in a condition in which we are pleasing to him and pleased with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant yani a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and shower his rahmah upon those who have passed away, and that he make their graves spacious, and that he fill them with light, and that he rescue the believing men and women who are being oppressed and slaughtered unjustly in Palestine and in India and in Yemen and in Sudan and every place wherever the believers are being oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescue them. May he grant them a thabat, firmness, and may he make their feet firm. May he grant them an abundance of patience, and may he grant them success and victory over the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Muslims. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Whoever is able to stay, we're going to take a few minutes together and have some light refreshments, and maybe at that time if there are any questions or comments or corrections. Inam, fadl. You forgot to remind me what? Yeah. So before you leave, anybody, before you leave, if you have just a moment, I don't want to speak to the whole group. I just want to speak to a couple of brothers. I need about four or five or six brothers or something. I just want to talk to a couple of brothers. I need some help. And we'll just leave it at that. And if you have to leave immediately, just if you can, come and see me just for a minute, inshallah. Before you leave, and if you're going to stay, inshallah, then before you leave, yani later on, inshallah. Naam, barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayra.